This is Larry Williams Drive with Chris Lynch. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch, 7 past 7 to tonight's top story. Well, tragedy on the water, but a lesson for all of us. A recreational boatie has today been convicted of manslaughter over the death of his fishing mate on a trip nearly 2 years ago. Tyrone Jones was skippering the boat when it overturned in the Waitara Bar, tossing out both him and his mate. Neither were wearing a life jacket. Keith Manch is the director of Maritime New Zealand and joins me. Good evening and thank you for your time.
Good evening.
How did this incident unfold?
Well, my understanding is that, simply put, the skipper of the vessel and his passenger, who tragically died, went out over the bar, weren't wearing their life jackets, got flipped out, and as a result of that, the passenger died.
Look, this is a tragic case, but really this is about the buck stopping with the skipper. What are the current rules to this? Clarify those for me.
So at the moment, the national rule is that skippers or vessels of under 6 metres must have enough life jackets on board for everybody. And in some regions, there are local bylaws that require those life jackets to be worn as well. But if you move away from the legal requirement for a moment, the fact is that boating, particularly in vessels under 6 metre, has dangers attached to it, and a very, very easy way to manage those and to give yourself a much greater chance of survival is to wear a life jacket. And that's the key message from this, alongside the fact that skippers are responsible.
Keith, I note in this report there were no life jackets on board at all. If there were life jackets on board, could that have changed the way the prosecution was handled or not?
Part of that national rule is that they must be worn in times of risk, and I think everybody in the boating community knows that bars are risky environments, so I can't predict completely whether it would have changed it or not, but it's not the most significant factor.
What's your take then on whether recreational boaties take heed of these rules?
Well, I think that there's a stubborn minority of people that aren't perhaps wearing life jackets, and this would be a significant impetus, I think, to rethink that approach. Generally, life jacket use is improving, but we're still seeing unnecessary deaths, two-thirds of which could probably be avoided if life jackets were worn.
You could say education is the answer here, but you also don't need a license to skipper a boat. Would you eventually like to see a license system brought in? Would that help, do you think?
Well, I think it's quite clear that people should have some competency before they go out on the water in a boat. As to whether licensing is appropriate or not, in fact, our understanding is the evidence doesn't show that it would necessarily make a difference. And a person that's very experienced as a boatie would probably easily pass a license, but those people are still making bad decisions. So it's not the silver bullet. You know, really, people just need to get on with it and understand risk and put their life jackets on.